Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. He calls me almost every day, but today I'm going to give him a shot to say unimpeded anything that he would like, but I'm going to do a little prequel. Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We take all callers here. Conservatives, liberals, ultra-progressives, centrists, I'm not interested, purple polka-dotted folks, you're all welcome here, including folks that vehemently disagree with me. When we debate on this show, I try to ask people to not be disrespectful, not to disinform, and not to deflect off topic. I believe my next caller wants to talk about how great President Trump is, all the peace deals that he's, quote, negotiated, and thus and such, and tell us that Trump is going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. So I'm going to give my friend CJ, a conservative, you're going to get 45 seconds to say whatever you want, CJ, maybe a little bit longer, because I got to talk about Pam Bondi and the 10th Amendment here in a second. But CJ, you can have your moment. Go ahead, sir.
Wow, thank you. Well, you know, I can understand why you might be a little upset about ending Biden's war, but it is Biden's war. We now have Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright to thank for North Korea to have nukes. We have Obama to have Iran have nukes. We got him to thank for that. And we watched you talk to the professor about the sanctions, but you never talked about Biden's sanctions that were meant to deter for 6 months as he grew his troops to 250,000. And said, don't. That's all he said for 3.5 years. And besides that, I hope you guys, you Democrats, keep complaining about the way the map is drawn and all this stuff, because all you need is a candidate to secure the border like zero for the last 3 months. So yeah, I'm gonna, thank you, Maggie. I'm gonna hooray the 6 wars that he's already ended. And he's on his way to ending the 7.
Thanks so much, CJ. It was about a minute and 15 seconds. I don't have time to discuss each of the many different things that CJ talked about. He talked about Biden's war. It can't be Biden's war. It's Putin's war. Putin is the one that invaded Ukraine. But you talked about Joe Biden, Clinton, Obama. When it comes to international relations, and what I think CJ and I share here is we don't want U.S. troops to die. We want more peace and less war in this world. I think the idea that only Democrats are responsible for world conflicts shows, frankly, a lack of good faith. CJ, and if we want to have these kinds of discussions, we have to be willing to call out mistakes made by both Democratic and Republican presidents. I think Obama blew a number of foreign relations things, including the bright line he set down on Crimea. We can have those discussions, but to posit that only Democrats have anything or have any responsibility is ludicrous on its face. And I'll just say in general response to this that we had a Republican president that actively allowed misinformation to lead our sons and daughters into a prolonged war in the Middle East that cost us trillions of dollars. So if we want to engage in nuance and not just ridiculous your side versus my side, we've got to be willing to do that. So CJ, I think this is the way to let you have your say on things, and maybe we'll do it this way going forward. I appreciate you calling, friend, and please take care. Wanted to share some breaking news with all of you this afternoon. Pam Bondi on Fox News, likely in response to the mayor of Boston writing a letter to AG Bondi and basically saying, you can go buzz off with all your threats to the city of Boston. We've been here before when a head of state has tried to impose its will on the city of Boston. Then it was a foreign monarch an ocean away. You might be in D.C., but here in Boston, we respect independence and freedoms of local government and our state government. AG Pam Bondi, in response, getting on Fox just moments ago, saying that states' rights don't matter and they're going to punish blue states and cities for noncompliance if they don't do what we're telling them to do. We're going to cut off their federal funding. Just as a point of fact, the 10th Amendment is actually a part of our Constitution, Attorney General Bondi. You might want to read it, because it means that the federal government cannot usurp or seize control of state and local governments to forward and execute federal laws and for federal means or ends. What are you talking about? I find it absolutely abhorrent that we have an attorney general who's more concerned about being a sycophantic yes woman to Donald Trump than actually following her oath to our nation's constitution and having some concept of the respect for state and local government. Can you imagine if Janet Reno or the attorney general for Obama, Eric Holder, or Bobby Kennedy back in the day said to Republican and red states, you're going to do what we tell you or we'll yank all your funding, and tried to cram some of these policies that Republicans get all worked up about every day down red states' throats? If it's not okay for Democrats, it's not okay for Republicans and the MAGA movement. Full stop. That's going to do it for me today. We got a huge show for you tomorrow. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's attack on data because he doesn't want to deal with reality. We've got Rick Schlesinger, CEO and president of the Milwaukee Brewers, at 5:30. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. Take care, y'all.